be in here for about another 2 minutes, so on my way home with the child. But yeah, so I got my extra class in 1988 or 89. I'm not 100% sure which one. And I was issued Whiskey X-Ray 8 Lima, WX8L. And I liked that call. And it was unique because there could only be 26 WX8s ever. And there could only be 260 WX's. So, you know, when you were out there and they were doing, like, old prefix, I was rare DX. And, so I kind of liked it. And then, you know, when the vanities opened up and everything, they started letting everybody and their brother get WX whatever. And now anybody that had anything to do with the weather, storm chasers and this, that, and the other, you know, WX this, WX that. Like, now I became less than unique. And if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, oh, is that W8XL? They would get it mixed up and ask me to repeat and all that. And I just grew tired of it, of all that. I mean, I still liked it, and everybody knew me as that, but I made a joke one time when we first started doling out vanity call signs. I said, I'm perfectly content with WXKL. I said, if, and then everybody was changing, getting dumping their 2x1s, and I said, no, I'm happy. I go, the only call I'd ever change for is W8FU. And everybody laughed. It was funny. And I secretly was watching for it every year. Every year. I knew the guy that held it. I knew all his history. I knew when he renewed. I knew his health and everything. And I knew when he passed away before anybody. And I got the letter to the FCC saying release the call sign before anybody knew. And all that stuff. It was a thing I had been watching for ever since making that joke back in like 1995, 96, whenever it was they started the vanity call sign. And I followed through. So here I am, W8 Foxtrot United.